From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. With Rick Santorum out of the presidential race, Mitt Romney will soon make history as the first Mormon to become the presidential nominee of a major political party. But interestingly, the candidate has raised less money from the state with the most members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints than he did in 2008. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I asked him how Romney's Utah 2012 fundraising compares with 2008.
Well, they're missing about $2 million between the two. Back in 2008, Mitt Romney didn't have as much of a chance at actually getting the nomination. And he raised $5 million or so from Utahns. This time around, it's almost $3.2 million or so from Utahns. It's significant less this time around, even though Romney's, going to be the nominee. He's expected to be the nominee. There's pretty much no chance that he's not going to be the Republican nominee. There's a few reasons for that, though. It could be the economy's down. People have a lot less money to give. Part of it could be that, people are kind of saying, well, Romney looks like he's been okay. Why do I need to really give him money this time around? And the other big factor is this new thing called a super PAC that is kind of sucking all the money out.
Right.
There's a future for Romney's super PAC has actually raised quite a bit out of the state, several million dollars. And that could be that, instead of somebody who was a big donor in 2008 who couldn't give more than this, certain amount, called all his friends and had them donate, this time around they're just writing a big old check and sending it to the super PAC.
Sticking with the presidential race, Tom, is one candidate who is not dropping out like Rick Santorum is Newt Gingrich, and he had a bit of an embarrassment this week when it was reported the check his campaign wrote to get on the ballot for Utah's June primary had bounced. What is the campaign saying about this mini embarrassment here?
Yeah, the hard part is it was a $500 check. We're not talking about, thousands of dollars here or something like this. It was a small amount. I talked to Gingrich's campaign yesterday, and the explanation was essentially this. They'd written a check in December. They submitted to the state, and in between when they wrote the check and when the state went to cash it, they changed banks, they changed accounts, and so the check was written on an account that didn't exist anymore. It wasn't that he was out of money, although we do know that Gingrich has loaned himself a lot of money because he's running on fumes these days. But the campaign told me, the Gingrich people told me that they have sent a new, not-so-rubbery check this time around, and they plan to be on the ballot in Utah. Now, the question is, will it matter in the end? But, $500 to the state coffers, why not?
We'll see if the Gingrich campaign can afford to pay the bounce check fee, too.
Yeah, I didn't ask about that $35 fee. At some point, somebody's got to pay for that, right?
Turning to the Senate race, Thomas, new financial disclosure reports this week compare Senator Orrin Hatch's fundraising with that of his chief GOP challenger, former state senator Dan Lilienquist. Would I be exaggerating if I said Hatch raised about a gazillion times more money than his opponent?
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot more zeros in Hatch's disclosure than there are in Lilienquist's. The thing is that, Hatch is just, the man when it comes to raising money. He's now the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. He could be the chairman of the Finance Committee if he's reelected and Republicans take over the Senate.
Right.
And that's a committee where there's a lot of money flowing around. So Hatch pulled in $1.26 million the last quarter. That's a lot of money. He's sitting on $3 million in the bank. Meanwhile, Dan Lilienquist is loaning himself $300,000 to his campaign because he's running on fumes like Newt Gingrich and doesn't have as much money. He still has about $250,000 in the bank. And we should note that this isn't necessarily a money race, too. Just having all that money in the bank doesn't equate necessarily to delegate votes.
Right.
But it certainly helps not to be worried about whether you can pay your staff.
And sticking with the Senate election, there was a report from Politico that FreedomWorks, the group that had spent quite a bit of money in Utah trying to defeat Hatch before the caucus meetings, is now shifting its focus elsewhere after it became clear that Hatch had a successful turnout at those caucuses. But now FreedomWorks is saying that's not the case. What's going on there?
Yeah, it was a strange story out of Politico. We were not really understanding it either because their report comes out saying FreedomWorks is pulling their fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
They're funding a of this the resources in Utah. At the same time, FreedomWorks is plunking down, you know, big money to buy a convention booth. So it didn't really make much sense to us. This could be a fight between, you know, the Utah people there and the national people, because the national people may say we're also focusing on all these other things too. And the Utah guys want to make sure that they get credit for what they're doing. But the bottom line is FreedomWorks is still going to be around. They're still going after Senator Hatch. They're still filing, you know, federal reports saying they're spending money there. And they do plan to have a big splash at the state convention.
Finally, Thomas, Newt Gingrich is apparently not the only one having trouble paying his bills. Politico is also reporting John Huntsman might get sued by people who advised his now-defunct presidential campaign because he not only hasn't paid them, he hasn't even attempted to say how he's going to pay them. Does he owe quite a lot of people money here?
Yeah, it's a pricey little bill he's still got out there. $1.4 million in debt to different vendors across the country who helped out in his campaign. But this is kind of one of those things that happens often in especially in presidential campaigns, because you're talking about a lot of money and a lot of people and a lot of different things that have been done. This could be, you know, Huntsman told me a while back that he plans to, he's doing some fundraising to pay off the debt. He's also going to put in a little, maybe his own money to make sure that happens. But this comes down to probably Huntsman wanting to make sure that what people are billing him for actually happened and that they didn't overbill him in some case. Certainly everyone wants to, get as much money out of what they did for it. And there may be some absolutely legitimate people who should be getting checks right now, but aren't. Overall, you know, Huntsman's a multimillionaire. At some point, these people are probably going to get paid, or somebody's going to file a lawsuit and there'll be a settlement at some point down the road.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us every Friday. And, Thomas, we will catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend.